The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by North Fork Bank and its private banking department with Gabriel Safti. Hashem Yishmerehu V'Hayehu. We would like to thank North Fork Bank and urge our listeners to patronize this generous financial institution. On a private note, we'd like to thank Mr. Gabriel Safti for his continued support for all our programs here at Daf Yomi, Torah Learning Resources, and the Torah Center. Teskele Mitzvot. Today's Daf has been dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Mazal and Shlomo Rafael ben Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihem began Eden. Amen. Daf Samech Gimal. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in honor of Mr. and Mrs. Jack Hazan that are celebrating today the Brit Milah Be'azrat Hashem of a baby boy that was born to them. Yiratzon Sheha Rach and Nimol Yizkeh LeTorah UlChuppa ולמעשים טובים בחיי אבי ואמו ובחיי כל הקהל הקדוש. אמן. We wish that they will see much nachat, not only from this child, but all of their children. Amen. Today's daf is being studied להצלחת חיילי צבא לישראל, העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו, that they should have success in their endeavors, and הקדוש ברוך הוא should protect them as well as us, and all of תושבי ארץ ישראל. Amen. We begin today's daf, four lines from the bottom on סמך בית עמוד בית. אמר רבינה, רבינה said, Ashtad Amar Rav Chisda, now that Rav Chisda taught us, Mechusar Agrala Kimchusar Maaseh Dameh, that the animals that did not have goral yet, that these goats actually, that the lottery was not performed on them yet, is considered, it's lacking in the animal itself, which means it's considered a mechusar maaseh, as if the animal is lacking action, because again, remember yesterday's daf we learned that if you have the two goats, and you just designated them, but you did not make the lottery yet, and you slaughtered both of them outside of the Azara. So according to Rav Chisda, he said that you're going to be Hayav for Shechutei Chutz on both of them. And the Gemara explained that since they're Ra'ui for a Sa'id of Musaf in the way that they are, but they're not Ra'ui for Azazel, one of them at least, because the Hagrala was not made on them. Now even though the Hagrala, the lottery per se, is not an action in the animal itself, but he considered it as if it's an action in itself, since the lottery is integral, meaning it's vital that you have to do the lottery. So if you don't do it, so therefore it's considered as if the animals are not designated for what you prepared them for. So therefore they do not have a status of ra'ui for sa'id la'ashem or ra'ui for azazel. And therefore you can be hayav on both, because both potentially in the present state, without agrala, can be used for Qurban Sa'ir, Qurban Musaf. In any event, he holds Mechusar Agrala, that even though you didn't do a Goral, and the Goral does not have a Maaseh, but he still said it's Kimchusar Maaseh. It's like it's lacking action. Had the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shelamim, you have, let's say, Qurban Shelamim, Sheshachatan, Kodim Sheniftechu Daltot Ha'echal. You have a Qurban Shelamim, that they slaughtered them outside the Azara, before the doors of the Hechal were opened. Pesulin, so this Qurban is Pasul, if we're not obligated, you know, Hayav in Shehutechutz, Shre'emar, Veshachatu, Petach, Oel, Mored.
that you have to slaughter an animal normally in the gate, in front of the gates of Oel Moed. Bizman shu patua velo bizman shu na'ul. So from here we learn petah Oel Moed, that you only hayav when you slaughter something outside when it's Oel Moed is opened. But if the gates are closed, so it's not considered a korban. Look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Hashtad amar v'chazda. Me'usar agrala ki me'usar ma'ase dame. Ve'afalgab de'lav ma'ase begufanu. Which means that even though the goral is not an action in the intrinsic part of the animal itself, if it wasn't for the fact that these animals are ra'ui for something else, like musaf, wouldn't be chayav on shechita b'chutz. Had amar Shmuel mechusar petiha, meaning if the animal lacks the fact that the gates are open, kimchusar ma'aseh dam, it's also considered a ma'aseh. Ve'afagav de'lav ma'aseh begufan shishlimimu. Even though this is not a psul in the animal itself, hu'ilu ba'en ne'emar havi kema'aseh begufan. Since it's written in the Torah that it's integral that the doors be open, it's considered as if it's in the animal itself. And therefore, it's going to make the shechita pesula, and therefore, you're not going to be subject to the law of shechute chutz. Now, the Gemara continues, shechatan b'chutz kodem sheniftechu daltot ha'echad patur. My ta'ama, what's the reason? Mechusar petiha kimchusar ma'aseh dameh. Because again, even though the doors are not opened, and that's not in the animal itself, but it's considered as if it is a psul in the animal. And therefore, since it's considered a psul in the animal, one is not going to be hayav, the gabesh shechute chutz. So comes the Yemanan says, "Umi itle l'Rav Chisda hu'il." Does Rav Chisda hold of this principle called hu'il? What are we referring to? So look at the top Rashi. "Umi itle l'Rav Chisda hu'il lehayev al korban she'enu ra'ui l'shem ma shufrash b'fnim v'shachato b'chutz denem hayav mishum hu'il v'ra'ui l'shem korban acher." Which means the law of hu'il is applied in the case of Rav Chisda. What was the case? Where the person designated these two animals, the two goats, let's say, for one for Lashem and one for Sayyid Azazel. But they were not Ra'ui at that time for what he designated them for. So therefore, we consider them Ra'ui for something else that he didn't designate them for, namely the Korban Musaf. So the Fazda's rule was, well, since they're Ra'ui for something else that he didn't designate them for, he's going to be Hayav for Shechoteus, for slaughtering the animals outside the Azara. So the Gemara's questioning that, does he indeed hold this principle of Hu'il? Ve'amar Fazda Pesach. Kurma Pesach. Sheshachato Bahutz. Where he slaughtered the Kurma Pesach outside the Azara. Bishar Yemot Hashana. During the course of the year, which we learned this case in Pesachim, the case was where, let's say, he designated a Korban Pesach. And then he lost that Korban Pesach, and he slaughtered another Korban Pesach, Leshem Pesach, on Pesach. I mean, on Ede Pesach. Now, after he finished Pesach, he found his original one. Now, during the original one, he took it during the course of the year, and he slaughtered it. So it depends what his kavanah during the year was. Lishmo patur. If he slaughtered it for the sake of a Pesach, again, outside the Azara, he's patur. Because the rule is that when you slaughter a Pesach, a Korban Pesach, outside of Pesach, for the sake of Pesach, you're going to be patur on such a shechita, because the Korban is pasul. Shelo lishmo. But if you slaughtered it shelo lishmo, meaning let's say you slaughtered it l'shem shelamim, hayav. You're going to be hayav. Let's read Rashi. Lishmo patur. De'enu ra'ui lishmo bifnim. Because this animal that you slaughtered outside for the sake of Pesach is not ra'ui to bring inside. It means you're only going to be hayav outside the Azara and the Shechita, if you could bring such an animal inside, but you cannot bring a Korban Pesach during the year. Shelo lishmo, however, as she says, ela l'shem shelamim hayav, dera'uyu l'shem shelamim mifnim. Because it is ra'uy to bring a Korban Pesach during the year if you slaughtered it l'shem shelamim. So the Gemara says, ta'amad shelo lishmo. The only reason why you're going to be hayav is because you slaughtered shelo lishmo, meaning for the sake of shelamim. Ha setama. But let's say you slaughtered without any intent. Stamma. You just slaughtered the Korma Pesach during the year with a stam kavana. Staha stamma lishmo. So we assume that stamma is lishmo, meaning we're making an implication. You need a negative kavana. It has to be shelo lishmo to be considered a valid shechita. Mashba, that if it was you above, meaning you had a stam kavana, so that's going to be considered stamma lishmo, upatun, you're going to be patur. Ve'amai, why? Lema ho'il vera'ui shelo lishmo bifnim. Why don't you say the sevra ho'il? Which means, even if you just slaughtered it stam, why don't you say the Rav Chazda's sevra, that since it's ra'ui to be brought inside, in a case where, let's say, you slaughtered a shelo lishmo, so even stam should be considered a valid shechita. I mean, just like you said, by the animals of the, by Kippur, the two se'irim that you slaughtered them, even though you were designated for let's say, the se'ire azazel and se'ire lashem, still, when you slaughtered them, you're telling me that what? It's the ra'ui for a musaf. So you're going to be hayav, because the rule of shu'utei chutz is you only hayav on something if you slaughtered it outside, if it would be kosher if you did that same shechita inside. So that's why by the se'irim, you hayav on the korban, because you could have brought it in for musaf. So the same thing over here, when you slaughtered this korban pesach during the year, stama, so it should be hayav, because bottom line, there's a way that you could have brought this korban inside. If you would have slaughtered it, shelo lishmo, therefore it should be hayav shu'utei chutz. The Gemara says, achi ashta, are you comparing the cases? There's no comparison. Hatam ba'e akira, hay lo ba'e akira. By the case of Korban Pesach, the only way you're going to be hayab is you have to uproot the kavana, the animal, because this animal already is considered a Korban Pesach. So therefore, we're going to say stama is a Korban Pesach, because that's what you designated it for. And the only way to get rid of that status of Korban Pesach, you have to uproot it with a negative kavana, meaning you have to uproot it by saying, I'm bringing it shelo lishmo. But until you uproot it as a status of Pesach, and therefore you're going to be patur. However, by the case of the se'irim, you don't need a akira. Rashi says, hay lo ba'e akira va'afapi shelakhu lishim sa'ir ha'na'asa bifnim. Even though you took him for the sa'ir of bifnim, meaning you took it for the two se'irim, however, that's not considered anything until you make a goral. And bottom line, they're both considered hata'ot. And therefore, since they're both considered hata'ot, you're not uprooting anything. The sa'ir of musaf is also a hata'ot. So therefore, in that case, when you take them and slaughter them outside, you're going to be hayav on both of them. So again, the difference between Pesach is it needs an akira. You have to uproot its status. Mashiach by the se'irim. So that's the opinion of Rav Chisda. Rava Bar Shimi Matni Lehu Bederaba. Rava Bar Shimi had all this previous Gemara that we just learned in the name of Rav Chisda. He had it in the name of Rava. Meaning, these two statements that we said, the concept of Hu'il, since it's ra'ui for the sa'ir of Musaf, you're going to be hayav on both of them. And he also had the statement of Rava this time, by Korban Pesach, that what? That lishmo, you're going to be patur, but shelo lishmo, you're going to be hayav. Vekashale deraba adaraba. And they asked a question on both statements, just like we asked on Rav Chisda's two statements, they asked on Rava's two statements, meaning from the concept of Ho'ir to the case of Pesach. Umeshale kedeshaninan. And they answered like we answered. Which means, basically, the Gemara is just telling you that the one rabbi of Rava Bar Shimi had the whole Gemara that we just quoted instead of in Rav Chisda's name, in Rava's name. Ki ata Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Yohanan, Pesach sheshachato b'chutz, Korban Pesach that you slaughtered outside of the Azara b'shar Yimot Hashana, ben lishmo, ben shelo lishmo, patur. So he has a new shita. He says, not only when you slaughter it lishmo, you're going to be patur, but even when you slaughter it shelo lishmo, bachutz, betoch yemei hashana, you're going to be patur. Amar Rav Dimi, amirte l'shem ha'ata kamed Rav Yirmiyah. So he said the statement in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Bishlama lishmo. I understand why lishmo, if you slaughtered outside the Azara, you're going to be patur. Because it's not ra'uy for what you slaughtered it for. Meaning, when you slaughter a korban pesach during the year l'shem pesach, it's pasul. Therefore, that's why you're not going to be chayav on shechutei chutz. Ela shelo l'shmo, but when you slaughter shelo l'shmo, amai. Why should you be patur? Ha, hazi shelo l'shmo b'fnim. Shelo l'shmo is ra'ui, it's ra'ui for korban shelamim. And again, the rule is that you only chayav when you slaughter something outside the azara, if it's ra'ui inside. And it is ra'ui inside shelo l'shmo. So why are you saying it's patur? Ve'amar li, it says that he said to me, and the Rabbi has said to me, Akirat chutz lav sheme akira. This is the new sevara that when you uproot the korban pesach from what it is, and you have a shelo lishmo kavana, that uprooting only applies when you do it inside. You cannot uproot the korban pesach outside the azara. It's called akirat chutz. Lav sheme akira. Look at Rashi diburim at akirat chutz. Akirat shem b'shchitat chutz. To uproot the name of a korban, the status of a korban outside the azara. Lo shem akira. Im echshira katuv pesach b'shar yimot hashana b'shlamim. If the Torah told us that you could bring a korban pesach as a shlamim during the year, lo echshiro ela b'fnim. They only told you could bring it inside. Ubakirat hashem by uprooting its name. Aval b'chutz le'olam shemo alav. Meaning, so long as this korban is outside, this korban pesach, it has the status of pesach. You want to uproot this pesach to make it a shelamim? It can only be changed in the azara itself. You cannot uproot it outside. Therefore, as long as it's outside, as a din of pesach, that's the point. As a din of pesach outside. Therefore, when you slaughter it, even shelo lishmo, still as a din of pesach. Therefore, can be patur. So the only place where you can uproot a korban pesach during the year is in the azara itself. So that's the second opinion we see over here. The first opinion was Rav Chazda or Rabba that said there's a difference between lishmo and shelo lishmo. Lishmo patur, shelo lishmo hayav when you slaughter outside. This opinion of Ravdimi in the name of Rav Yirmiyah is saying ben lishmo, ben shelo lishmo is going to be patur outside. Why? Because in order to be okay, a korban pesach during the year, the akira must be taking inside. As long as you didn't go inside, it has a din of pesach. Comes the Gemara and says ki ata ravin. When ravin came, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, pesach, when regarding the korban pesach sheshachato bachutz. Again, they slaughtered it outside b'shari motoshara ben lishmo, ben shelo lishmo hayav. Oh, this is the third opinion that we're seeing that whether you did it lishmo or shelo lishmo outside the azara, you're going to be hayav shchoteutz va'afilu lishmo. Even if you did it lishmo, meaning even if you did it for Pesach, the Gemara says, how could that be? Ve'atenan, we learned in the Mishnah, mechusar zeman. If an animal is mechusar zeman, meaning it's, let's say, premature, you're bringing the korban before its time. Ben begufo, whether it's premature intrinsically, because the halakha says that you're not allowed to bring an animal as a korban before 8 days. Right, miyom ha-shemini v'hal'a yiratze le-korban isheh. But before 8 days, the korban is pasul. So therefore it says, if you brought the animal, if it's mechusar zman, if it's premature intrinsically, meaning it's before 8 days old, ben be-be'alim, or let's say it's premature from the owner's standpoint, meaning the animal is 8 days old at least, but the korban is being brought before the owner's obligation. Ve'ezeu mechusar zman be-be'alim, what's the case of mechusar zman be-be'alim? Hazav, a case of a zav that has to bring a korban after in the process of Tara, which is after 7 days, Vazava, or a female, a Zava, also she has to bring a Korban after 7 days, Vayulet, the lady that gave birth, whether she gave birth to a boy, or she gave birth to a girl, that on the, after 40 days for a boy, or 80 days for a girl, she has to bring a Korban, but then let's say they brought it before this time, Vamitzora, also a mitzorah that we learned has to bring a korban on the after 7 days. Rashi says, "Ve'ezu mechusar." Let's just continue reading for a second. Sheklibu hatatam ba'ashamam. They brought their korban hatat, all these cases we just said, or their korban asham bachutz, and they slaughtered outside the hazara peturin. They are going to be patur, because since they brought it prematurely, it's going to be patur, because they're not obligated this korban yet. Now, onotohen ushlamehen bachutz. Now, all these people, they also have to bring korban ola and shilamim. If they brought the korban ola and shilamim bachutz prematurely, hayavin, they're going to be hayav. Now let's see the Rashi for a second. Let's see the Rashi. Ve'ezu mechusar zman be'alim. Hazav ve'azava. Sheyesh zman la'va'at korbanotehem. Lesof sepinat shev'a v'yoledet lesof melot yimei tara. Shekribu lefnei hazman, before their time, hatatam ba'ashamam. The korban hatat and the korban asham. Bachutz. Peturim. Why? She'enan mitkabelim bifnim. Because these korbanot that they brought prematurely are unacceptable inside. Lo lechoba, not for the hatat that they were designated for, velo lindaba, nor can they bring them even as a donation. Lechoba mishum delo matazimanayu, because lechoba mishum delo matazimanayu, they cannot bring them as a choba because it's not the time yet; it's premature. Velindaba, nor can they give it as a donation. She'en hatat ve'asham balindaba. So she gives us a principle that a korban hatat and asham do not come as a nedava. Ve'hai asham. Now, when it says asham in this case, b'mitzorahu, that's referring to the mitzorah that brings in asham. The ilu bezav bezavav yuleded leka asham. Okay, so now she just tells us that the case of asham is specifically by the mitzorah. Now, olotehen ushlamehem hayavim. Now, but if when they bring their obligatory olot prematurely and they slaughter it outside the hazara, they're going to be hayav eshkotehu. So that's she'ona ushlamim ba'im nedaba. Because these animals are ra'ui. Maybe not ra'ui for their choba, because it's premature, but they can bring it as a nedaba. Umitkabelim nedaba bifnim. And they can bring it inside. Umaseget zevachim parchinan. Vehani bene shilamim ninu. Umeshaninan. Tani Nazir Bahadayu, which means the Gemara and Zevachim asks, in these cases that you brought me, Zav, Zava, Yoledet, they don't bring a Shilamim. You tell me one of the cases is Ola and Shilamim. Well, these cases don't bring Shilamim. So the Gemara and Zevachim says you have to add the word Nazir to the group, which means indeed a Nazir does bring a Shilamim, and therefore add it to the group, Zav, Zava, Yoledet, and a Mitzorah, and a Nazir. In any event, so you see the Braita's case is what? There's a difference between the Hatta'ot and the Ashamot that they brought prematurely, which is not Hayav, and Shkoteruts, Mashegen, the Olot, and the Shilamim that they brought outside prematurely, they are Hayav. And we continue the Gemara, Amar Rav Chilkiyah Bar Tuvi. Rav Chilkiyah Bar Tuvi said, Lo shanu, that which we learned, that your patur, if you brought the asham or the hatat prematurely, that's only talking ela lishmo. That's only if you brought it lishem a hatat or lishem shilamim lishem asham. Aval shelo lishmo chayav. But if you brought it shelo lishmo, indeed you're going to be hayav. Rashi v'amar v'chukiyah lo shanu de'asham bachutz mechusar zman v'bali patur ela lishmo de'en ra'ui lishmo b'fnim, because not ra'ui lishmo b'fnim, you cannot bring a hatat prematurely. Aval shelo lishmo kegon lishem ola o lishem shilamim. But if you brought it shelo lishmo, that's why you brought this korban, not for the sake of a hatat, you slaughtered it early for the sake of a shilamim, you're going to be chayav sheken ra'ui lifnim. Because it's ra'ui lifnim. Snada, she says, kayotzebo, similarly, kayotzebo lifnim. Dechol et zevachim shetzbo shelo lishman, all korbanot that are slaughtered shelo lishman, kesherin. Ela shelo alun lebaalin l'shem chobah, they're just not going to be yotze, the bonus cannot be yotze l'shem chobah, chutz min ha-pesach bezmano v'chatat, bechol zeman. Which means, except for a korban pesach bezmano, korban pesach bezmano, even if you slaughter it shelo lishma, halakha says you are yotze, v'chatat bechol zeman. And a chatat also, even if you slaughter it shelo lishmo, if it's not premature, the owners are yotzeh. But normally, in a regular korban, if you slaughter it prematurely for the sake of hatat or asham, let's say, nothing, not yotzeh, the pasul. However, if you slaughter shelo lishmo, so therefore the korban is going to be viable for eshet amim. So the Gemara's question is, and we go to the Gemara, aval shelo lishmo hayav lishmo miha patur. But however, we're saying clearly when you do it lishmo, it's going to be patur. Now, we just learned in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah that he held by the Korban Pesach when you're slaughtering it, chutz lezmano. So we said, ben lishmo, ben shelo lishmo, hayav. Let's review that case. That's the case of Korban Pesach that you're slaughtering during the year. So we can understand shelo lishmo hayav, because it's ra'ui. It's ra'ui for a shilamim. But lishmo, why are you telling me hayav? You cannot bring a Korban Pesach during the year in the Azara. So the Gemara says, Lishmo Mia Patur, which means, in this case over here, of Rav Hilkiyah Bartubi, you're telling me that in the case of Lishmo by a Hatat, you're going to be Patur. Why? Because it's not Ra'ui for a Hatat, meaning in the case of the Nazir, in the case of the Mitzorah, the Zav, the Yoledet, that they brought a Korban prematurely. As an example, they brought a Korban Hatat prematurely. So you're telling me what? You're telling me that you're Patur. So the Gemara says, why? Am I? Nema u'il v're'uyin shelo Lishmo b'fnim. Why didn't you say that it should be Hayav? That even though you brought it lishmo l'shem hatat, say the concept of hu'il, and say, since the ra'ui shelo lishmo, which means, since this actual animal, had you have brought it shelo lishmo, you would be hayav, so that even if you bring it lishmo, you'll be hayav. Which means, just like Rabbi Yirmiyah said, by the Korban Pesach, whether you slaughtered it lishmo, even if you slaughtered lishmo, you're going to be hayav. Now, what's the logic by Pesach? Because you have to say, since it's ra'ui to be brought shelo lishmo, even though you had kavanah lishmo l'shem Pesach, since it can be brought shelo lishmo, it's viable in a certain case, so you're going to be hayav. So say the same thing over here. By the case of the hatat, lishmo you should be hayav, since it's viable in a case where you brought it shelo lishmo. Gemara zachi ashta. Can you compare the cases? Hatam ba'e akira. Over here, by the Korban Hatat, it needs an Akira. It needs to be uprooted, because you designated it for a Korban Hatat. And therefore, so long as you slaughter it Lishmo, it's not going to be viable. Hacha! However, here by Pesach B'Shar Yemot HaShana Shelamim Ninu, which means, according to the Yirmiyah, a Pesach b'shar yemot d'shana automatically turns into a shelamim. Which means, you don't have to have a kavanah. Once Pesach is over, the Korban becomes a shelamim automatically. And therefore, even if you slaughtered it lishmo, doesn't matter, you're going to be hayav, because automatically it's considered a shelamim. There's no uprooting necessary. But shekeh, in the case of the Mitzorah, and the Yoledet, Nazav, and Nazavah, when you designated it for a hatat, and you brought it l'shem hatat prematurely, you're going to be patur, because it does not need, because I'm sorry, this needs akira, because you brought it as a hatat. So therefore, comes out again, we have three shitot over here, legabe a korban, Pesach, that is brought during the year, chutz la'azara. The first opinion of Rav Chisda and Rabba is there's a chiduk between whether you slaughtered it lishmo or shelo lishmo. If you slaughtered it lishem Pesach, you're going to be patur, because a Pesach is not brought lishem Pesach during the year. Therefore, it's a shechita pesula. Therefore, you're not chayav on shechut terutz. However, if you slaughtered it shelo lishmo, meaning lishem shelamim, you're going to be chayav, because it is indeed ra'ui lifnim for a shelamim. That is the opinion of Rav Chisda and Rabba. Then we had the first opinion of Rav Yirmiyah. He said, no, both are patur. Ben lishmo, ben shelo lishmo. Well, lishmo, we understand why you're patur, because it's pasul. But even shelo lishmo, because he says, the only way you can make an akira on a korban pesach during the year is bifnim. But the akira does not work bahutz. And therefore, you're going to be patur as well, even if you did it shelo lishmo, because you did it bahutz. The third opinion, which we learned in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah as well, different version, is ben lishmo ben shelo lishmo hayav. Because he learns that a Pesach, once Pesach's over, automatically turns into a Shelamim. And therefore, even if you slaughtered it lishmo, it doesn't matter. It's a Pesach. It's a Shelamim, I'm sorry. And therefore, you're going to be hayav in all cases. Comes the Gemara and says, we start again, Rav Asher, first word on the line. Rav Asher matni hayav kede amrinan. Rav Asher had the version in Rav Yirmiyah as hayav, like we said, that both lishmo and shelo lishmo are indeed hayav, like Ravin said in the name of Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah midifte, but Rav Yirmiyah midifte matne patur. He had like Rav Dimi's interpretation of Yirmiyah that patur. So you have two versions. One says both hayav, and one says both patur. Kasabar Pesach b'shar yemot hashana ba'e akira. He holds that the reason why both are patur is because, first of all, Pesach b'shar yemot hashana ba'e akira, that indeed Korban Pesach needs an akira. Therefore, when you slaughter it, stama is not enough, like we learned, because you have to actually uproot the Korban Pesach, because stam is considered a Pesach. The akira tchutz, lo sheme akira. And he further holds that the akira has to be done inside. It cannot be all carried out, like we learned. Ufliga d'Rav Chilkiyah bar tuve. And he argues that Rav Chilkiyah bar tuve, obviously, because Rav Chilkiyah said no, that Pesach all year long automatically is a shelamim. And he holds no. The Shitara says patur holds it's not automatically a shelamim. All year long it's considered a Pesach, and you have to oker it, but the akira only helps inside. When you slaughter it outside, shelo lishmo, you're going to be patur, because the akira is not considered akira, because it is done outside. And now we continue the Gemara, we move on to a new point. Amar mor, we had a statement, shehigril alehem, hayav al shel shem, upatur, al azazel. Shel Azazel. Once you made the lottery, so now one of the Azazelim is for Azazel and one of them is Lashem. Now you slaughter them both outside the Azara, you're only going to be Hayav on the Shel Shem, meaning for Shechut Tehutz, but you're not going to be Hayav on the one for Azazel. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. The Pasuk says, Ish Ish Mebet Yisrael Asher Yishhat, Shor O Chesev O Ez B'machanem. O Asher Yishchat Michutz LaMachane. Now, this pasuk specifically is the law of Shi'utei Chutz, where a person slaughters a korban. As the pasuk says, Asher Yishchat Shoro Chemes Oreiz B'Machane. O Asher Yishchat Michutz LaMachane. Machane means outside the Azara. Michutz LaMachane means even outside the Temple Mount. And he did not bring it to Oel Moed as a Korban. So now the Gemara is going to explain and expound on this Pasuk. And we move to the Amud Bet. E Korban, which means, when it says in the Pasuk, Korban, because it says at the end of the pasuk, there will petach oel moed, lo vi'o lakriv korban lashem. I korban, if we're learning when it says korban, shomeya ani, the braita here says, I hear, afilu kodshe bede kabayit shenekreu korban, that this might be referring to even kodshe bede kabayit, where somebody designates something value to the Beit HaMikdash, shenikreu korban, because it is called as well a korban. Ki anyan shenema, like the pasuk says, v'nakrev et korban Hashem. Now, what is this referring to? So, to understand this braita, we must read the top Rashi to get a full clarity of this braita. I korban, if the pasuk is telling me korban, the dafka sacrifice, shomeya ani reshad de braita beturat kohanim hachiita. Rashi tells us a part of this braita that is missing, that we have it in Turat Kohanim. So the beginning of the Braita starts off like this. Second line of Nashi. Yachod ha-shochet chulin bifnim yechayav. Which means, do you think if a person slaughters, let's say, a chulin, not a designated animal, if a person slaughters chulin bifnim, let's say, in the Hazara, is he going to be hayav? Vidinu, and the Braita over there brought a kavachomer to say he should be hayav. Tamud omar korban. No, so the pasuk says korban. Ala korban u hayav. He's only hayav on korban. Again, when he says bifnim, we have to learn that. It's talking about chutz la'azara. I mean, bifnim, it's on the temple map, but it's chutz la'azara. Which means the bright that I have, I mean, to think that even a regular chulin animal, if you slaughter outside the azara, you're going to be hayav. So the Gemara says, no, that's not so, because the pasuk says, tamud b'mar korban. Ala korban u hayav, ve'enu hayav ala chulin. Good, so that's the beginning of the blaita. From the word korban, I learn only on consecrated items, you're going to be hayav for shu te'utz, but not for chulin. Now the blaita continues. Third line in Nashi. I korban, if you can say the word korban, shomeyani kolomar, o eno omer korban dehotzi et hachulin bifnim. So when it says the word korban, I'll tell you like this. Maybe it's coming not to exclude chulin, ela lehavi, but to include kodshe bet kabayit, where a person, let's say, donated something to the Bet HaMikdash, an animal, let's say, to the Bet HaMikdash, kodshe bet kabayit, didn't donate it as a korban per se, just donate it as a donation, sheshachatan bachutz, and they slaughtered it outside, sheyeh hayav, because kodshe bet kabayit, someone that donates something to the Bet HaMikdash, an animal, for example, or items, they are also called korbanot. Shadei afim nekru korban. Kenyan shenemar v'nekrevet korban Hashem ish asher matzah. When the Jewish people came back from the war in Midian, so they got a lot of spoils. So they wanted to donate all those spoils, a lot of the spoils to the Kodesh. So the Pasuk says, v'nekrevet korban Hashem. We want to bring a korban Hashem. That was referring to jewelry and things like that. And you still see it's called a korban. So again, the Gemara's point over here in this Braita is to say like this. When it says the word korban, what is it coming to exclude? Is it coming to tell me that dafka a korban yehayav v'shkoteutz and not chulin? Or maybe no. Maybe the word korban is coming to tell me that not only a korban, but as well chulin also, you'll be hayav outside. But the chidush is even bedekabayit stuff, meaning an item that you designated for the Bet HaMikdash, not for a korban. Say, I want to donate 10 animals to the Bet HaMikdash, just to donate them. Not as a korban. And still that's considered a korban, like we saw by Midyan. So maybe you're going to be hayav on kodshe bet kabayit as well. To that, the Gemara says, again, e korban, I start the top line, e korban shomeyani afil kodshe bet kabayit. Even stuff that was donated, not for a korban per se, but just as a donation. Shinekru korban, because those items that are donated to the bet kabayit, to the treasury, are considered korban, like we see by Midyan. Kenyan shneimar v'nekrev et korban Hashem. Tavud lomar ve'el petah oen moed lo evio. The pasuk says you did not bring it to oil moed. Kol ra'ui lepetach oil moed chayav alav b'chutz. Kol she'en ra'ui lepetach oil moed en chayiv alav b'chutz. Which means only items that are ra'ui to be brought petach oil moed, which is a regular sacrifice that's on the mizbeach. Masheikin kol shebet kabayit, it's not designated for a korban. Therefore, it's not ra'ui to go in front of oil moed. Therefore, you're not going to be chayav. So therefore, only korbanot per se are going to be hayav for shchutei chutz. Korbanot that eventually go on the mizbeach, not korbanot in the sense of kodshei bet kabayit. So the Gemara says, otzi elu she'en reuim nepetach oen moed. So the Gemara continues, let me exclude these type of items, kodshei bet kabayit, that are not ra'ui to go petach oel moed, velo otzi, but I'm not going to exclude parat hatat, that's the para aduma, usir ha-mishtalayach, or the Sa'id HaMishtadah, the Sa'id, the goat that goes La'azazel, Shehu Ra'ui Lavo El Petach or El Mu'ed, that is Ra'ui to go to Oel Mu'ed, Lashi, Velo Otzi Parat Chatat, Lo Garsinan. Okay, so he takes out the words parat chatat, she'afi inad uya lavo el oil, because the parat uma doesn't go in front of oil moed. So he just says, velo otzi seira mishtalaya. He just take out, only learn the case of seira mishtalaya. Shura uya lavo el oil moed. When does the case of seira mishtalaya go in front of oil moed? So that she says, le'agril, ulitvadot ala. True, it wasn't brought as a sacrifice, but they did do the vidui in front of oil moed. So therefore, I would say like this. If somebody slaughters the Sa'id HaMishtalayach outside the Azara, he could be Hayaf Shchutei Chutz. Why? We just said that only Korbanot go in front of Oel Moed. Well, Rashi says, yes, this does go in front of Oel Moed. How? For the Goral. The lottery was done in front of Oel Moed in the Azara, as well as the Vidui on that Sa'id. So Gemara says, no, Tamud Omar LaHashem. It's got to be for Hashem. Mishim Yuhadim LaHashem. Meaning it has to go up for a Korban. Yatsu elu she'en miyuhadim l'ashem. Which means to exclude these items that are not designated l'ashem for Hashem. That put a period over there. So therefore again, it's not only that it's in the Hazarat, it has to be designated for the Mizbeach itself. So comes the Gemara and says, when it says the word Lahashem in the Pasuk, Lehotzihu? Is it coming to exclude? Meaning you're telling me the word Lahashem is coming to tell me what? To exclude the Sa'id HaMishtalayah. Because even though it's in the Azara for the Vidu and the Goral, but it's not brought Lahashem, meaning the Mizbeach Lahashem. So the word Lahashem is an exclusionary term. The Gemara says, what do you mean? I'll show you a contradiction. Yiratzeh lekorban ishe Lahashem. That pasuk is talking about if the korban is 8 days old, it's ra'ui to be brought as a korban on the fire for Hashem. Elu ishim. This is referring to the ishi, meaning the korbanot that are brought on the fire, which means you cannot bring a korban less than 8 days old on the fire. Minayin shelo yekdishenu mehusar zaman. I know you can't put it on the fire because it says ishe. How do I know I can't even designate it before 8 days old? Again, minayin shelo yekdishenu mehusar zaman. How do I know I can't even designate it before 8 days old? Tamud omar korban lahashem. Which means, korban, which means that it's not considered a korban. It's because once you designate it's called a korban, and it has to be ra'ui. Therefore, before 8 days old, designation is not going to be considered valid. Because once you designated it, it's called a korban. So therefore again, minayin shelo yekdishenu mechusar zman. How do I know I cannot designate it before 8 days? Tamud omar korban. Good. Lahashem, when it says in the pasuk, korban lahashem, the word lahashem, lerabot sa'ir ha-mishtalayah. It's coming to include the sa'ir ha-mishtalayah. To tell me what? That also the sa'ir ha-mishtalayah has to be at least 8 days old. Now the point is, we have one pasuk that the word Lashem is coming to exclude Sa'id HaMishtalayah. We have another pasuk that's coming to include it. Again, the exclusion pasuk, that's talking about what? Shchutei Chutz. That what? When it says Lashem, only items that are for Hashem. This is La'azazel. Therefore, no subject of Shchutei Chutz. When it comes to the 8 day rule, you tell me Lashem to come and include Sa'id La'azazel. That while it's also subject to the 8 day rule. Make up your mind, is the word Lashem inclusionary or is it exclusionary? Amarava hatam inyana dikra, v'acham inyana dikra. Which means you have to go according to the context of the pasuk. Hatam de'il petah lirabot. Over there that we learned by the Shchutei Chutz case. El petah is coming to include that what? El petah is coming to include only korbanot that what? That are brought petach or el moed. So the Hashem is leotzi, which means the el petach is telling me what type of korbanot are going to be hayaf shchutei chutz. So the Hashem is coming to exclude the sa'ire azazel. Hacha de ishe leotzi. Well, in the context of the other pasuk of the 8 days old, is ishe is coming to exclude. It's coming to tell me that the 8 day rule, what? The 8-day rule applies only to the Ishim, which means to bring it on the Mizbeach. So Lashem, then the Lashem is let up both. The Lashem comes to include. Now we'll explain that better. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Hatam de il petach lirabot. Right, exactly. When it says il petach oil by spies shechutei chutz, it's coming to include seireh mishtaleach, because that also goes il petach oil. Like we said, the goral was done there and the vidui was done there. De lo b'ma'et me il petach shena ulav il petach. So again, the el peta was inclusionary. So therefore, when the Lashem comes, obviously it's coming to exclude. So Lashem don't see. Ata, the ilu rabot, no tzarich. Obviously, it doesn't have to be merbe, because the el peta included all korbanot, so Lashem comes to be motzi. V'chi ata, leotzi ata, al-medrash, mish miyuchadim, Lashem yitzaze she'enu miyuchad. Now, hachad, the ishe mashma leotzi. Now, the word ishe is coming to exclude sira mishtaleach, because only items that go on the fire are subject to the 8-day rule. So right away, sira mishtaleach is excluded, which means you excluded Sa'ira Mishtalaya, because it doesn't go on the fire, so then the Lahashem comes to include it as well. So again, the point of this Gemara is that you have to go to the context of the Pasuk that you're in. So I'll repeat. By the case of Shechutei Chutz, we establish as Dafka Korbanot that are brought on the Mizbeah, El Petah, Oil Mu'ed. Oh, El Petah, Oil Mu'ed, well, if that's the ramification, stuff that goes in front of Oil Mu'ed, that includes Seir Mishtaleach as well. Because the Seir Mishtaleach goes in front of Oil Mu'ed for the Goral and for the Vidui. Kama Shman Lashem. No, now we're going to exclude what we just included. And we're going to say only stuff that goes Lashem, but not for Azazel. Excluding Azazel. Now let's go to the Pasuk of the 8 days. It says, Yirase Le Korban Ishe. So the Ishe comes and tells me only korbanot that are brought on the fire are subject to the 8 days. Oh, that's excluding Sa'ir. Sa'ir is not brought on the fire. Comes Lashem and includes. What you just excluded, we're going to include, and therefore tell me you are Hayav. So therefore, that's the context. Now the Gemara says, Ta'ama de Rabbe Rahmana. That the whole reason why the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is going to be subject to the 8-day rule is because the Torah included it. But if the Torah did not include it, I would have thought Sa'ir HaMishtaleach Kadosh B'mchusar Zeman. I would have thought that what? That the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is Kadosh even B'mchusar Zeman, even before 8 days old. I have a pasuk to tell me that the 8-day rule applies, that it's not kadosh until 8 days. But if you do before 8 days, it's nothing. Without that pasuk, I would have thought that it becomes kadosh before 8 days. Gemara says, "What do you mean? Ve'ha en agoral koveya ela b'ra'ui l'ashem." How would I think that? Because again, you have to remember when you're doing the goral and you're designating, you have two se'irim there. Now, both have to be ra'ui l'ashem, because one of them is going to be picked l'ashem. And we know clearly that a korban that's going to be brought l'ashem has to be at least 8 days old. You have two goats in front of you. You don't know which one's going to be azim, which one's going to be l'ashem. So for sure, both of them have to be 8 days old, because they're both potentially ra'ui for l'ashem. We don't know what the lottery is going to pick. So therefore, how could you even ever have him in there to think that the Azazel goat could be ra'ui less than 8 days old? At the time of the lottery, for sure they have to be 8 days old, because one of them is, they both have to be ra'ui for a korban, because one of them might land on the Lashem. So what's the havamin? Give me a case where I would think that you don't need 8 days old. Of course you need 8 days old, because it goes without saying for a korban you need 8 days old. And both of them have to be ra'ui for a korban, because you don't know which, both have to be ra'ui for a sa'id Lashem. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Yosef, Hamani, who is this going like? This Gemara that brought a pasuk to conclude the 8-day rule by Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, Hanan Misri. It's going like Hanan the Egyptian. V'tanya, we have a braita. Hanan Misri Omer, Afilu Dam Bekos, even if the blood is in the, literally, the blood is in the cup, mevi havero umezaveg lo. Now what's this case? Rashi. Hanan misrihi, Delet lehagrala. He holds that there's certain cases where you don't need the lottery. Mishigri, let's say you made the lottery, Rashi, umet ehad men, and one of them died. Hilkach kishemet sa'ira mishtalea, when the sa'ira mishtalea died, so you have already the sa'ir Hashem designated. Umevi acher shelo bagla, you bring another one, shelo bagla, utzlak lelamed men amakla shelo yavim mechusa zman. So I would have thought you could bring even a less than 8 day old. Kamashwa, no. What's the case? Afilu dam shel sa'ira pinimi, because let's say you have the inner sa'id, the blood already is in the kos, shekivan nishat, you slaughtered it already, the blood's already in the cup, umeta mishtalayah, and the sa'id mishtalayah died, which is definitely after the lottery, already the blood already is about to be sprinkled, and the sa'id mishtalayah died, mevi haviron min ashuk, you bring another one from the marketplace. Now, so you see over here what? That hagralah is not necessary. And therefore, since you have a case of hagralah not necessary, I'm not sure you can even bring it less than 8 days old. Kamash, well, no. So comes the Gemara and says, Imar deshamat le lechanan amisri delet le dechuyin. This is all this. You have no proof. All you could say is, according to Hanan amisri, is that what? That he does not hold of the principle of the Huyin, which we'll see what that means. That she says, Delet le dechuyin, delet le shiye adam dahuy b'shvil chaviro shemet. Meaning, all you see is he's not going to tell you, get rid of the blood that's in the cup already because of the friend that died. Meaning, all he said was, sprinkle the blood, because once you have the blood over there, you're not going to throw it away. Shemet lo mayi shapecha, then they're going to say to spill the blood. Kedeka amri rabbi Yehuda b'manitin, meta mishtay shapecha dam. Meaning, all you see over here, don't spill the blood. But who says, don't make agnala? Again, look at the Gemara's Lashon. Gemara says, imu de shamateh lachanan amesi delet le dechoyin, delet le agnala, mi shamateh? Dilma maiti umagril. You didn't say anything in Hanan's statement. Maybe you just got to make another lottery. So again, we're back to the question. Give me a case where I would have thought that you don't need 8 days by side. If you're telling me you always have to make a lottery, so therefore, then both of them have to be 8 days old. Obviously, because it has to be that way for Sa'id Hashem. So you tell me, Hanan Misri, because he holds what? That you don't throw away the blood. So what does that mean? You don't throw away the blood, but maybe you'd have to make another lottery. And once you have to make another lottery, obviously you have to have at least 8 days old. So Gemara says, Elam out of Yosef, how many to be Shimoni? It's going like the Bishimon. Why? Detanya, because we have a bright Amit echad mehem. Let's say one of the goats died. Mevi havero shelo behagrala. Clearly, you bring its friend without a goral. Devre Rabbi Shimon. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, once you can bring without a lottery, I might have thought that would be 8 days. So that's the first answer. Go into Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Naamar, kegon shehumam. Let's say a case where you have the sa'ir la'azazel. Let's say it became humam, meaning it became a ba'almum, kablamished. V'hillelo al aher. And you transfer the kiddushah to another one. So again, in that case, I might have thought it could be even less than 8 days old. Kamash well, no. Look at Rashid, Avina Amar, he yitztarik, rad mechusaz man, kigon shumam mishtaleach, mishigril alav. You made the lottery, then it became a balmum. V'halilo alacher, v'zayitztarik lagril. You don't have to make a lottery on the second one, shiremikoh harishon ba. Because once you're transferring the kiddushah, its power comes from the original lottery. So therefore, in that case, I might have thought it's okay. Kamash well, no. Comes the Gemara and says, Humina tibra de pasil be muma. Who told you that a mum is posel by the sa'ira mishtaleach? Who told you it's pasul at all? The Tanya of a Braita. The Ishe lo tetenu mehem, regarding the Baalmum, it says, and do not bring a korban from the Ishe. Do not put the meats on the fire. Elu halabim, that's referring to the fats. Eni ela kulan. Now that's the whole korban I cannot put on the mizbeach. Miksatan minayin. I don't know, even partially, I mean even a kezayit of a baalmum, you cannot put on the mizbeach. Tamud lomar mehem, meaning even from them. Good. The pasuk says mizbeach, you cannot put it on the mizbeach. Zu zirikat damim. That's coming to tell me what, that I cannot even sprinkle the blood of a baalmum. Lashem, the word lashem, the rabot. Sa'ir HaMishtaneya. It's coming to include Sa'ir HaMishtaneya. They could also not bring it as a Ba'al Mum. V'etztarik le'michtab Ba'al Mum. V'etztarik le'michtab Mechusar Zeman. Oh. Now the Gemara says, I need two pesukim. Because bottom line, I have two limudim now by the Sa'ir HaMishtaneya. I have one pesuk that tells me it's not kosher if it's a Ba'al Mum. And I have another pesuk that tells me Mechusar Zeman. Meaning if it's less than 8 days old, it's also not viable. So the Gemara says, I need both pesukim. The ikat of Rahman Mechusar Zeman, if it just told me that it's not viable less than 8 days old, Mishum de lo matez maneh, I would say because it didn't reach its time yet. Have a Ba'al Mum de matez maneh, but a Ba'al Mum that it reached its time, meaning it became blemished, but it's after 8 days old, I would say maybe it's no problem. If the pasuk would have just said Ba'al Mum, I would say Mishum de Ma'is. I would say because it's disgusting. You're going to bring a Ba'al Mum in a service? But I would say if it's just less than 8 days old, it's not disgusting, it's just less than premature. I might think it's not pasut tzericha. So therefore, bottom line, the Gemara comes out that we have two rules by the Sayyidah Mishtaleh. Number one, it's subject to the law of mechusar zman, meaning it cannot be brought if it's less than 8 days old. And also it's subject to the law of Ba'al Mum. Now, the point of the Gemara here was, why did you have to tell me less than 8 days old? Of course less than 8 days old is going to be pasul. Because at the time of the lottery, it has to be 8 days old because they won't have to be ra'u for the sa'il Hashem. To that we saw two answers. One answer is going according to the Mishimon that says that after the lottery, if the sa'id HaMishtareh died, you just take another one shelo b'hagrala. So I would have thought that since I'm taking one third sheil hazazel, I can take it less than 8 days old. That's why I have the pasuk to tell me no. Or according to the opinion of Ravina, where the case was where the side of Mishnah got a Ba'al Mum, and you just transferred the kiddushah to another animal. So I would have thought that since you're transferring it to another animal, so therefore and it's coming from the goral. It's coming from the power of the goral, the transferring, and therefore I would have said maybe less than 8 days old. Kamashvalan, no, it has to be 8 days old. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.